Hello, I'm Pastor Bob Brackett with the Etna Community Church in Etna, New York, and I'm your pastor of the day. The Bible tells us in Genesis about a man named Enoch who walked with the Lord. You ask, can I walk with God like that? The answer is, yes, you can. God said in Leviticus chapter 26, verse 3, if you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, I will walk among you and be your God, and you shall be my people. So how can I, a sinful mortal, a mere human being, walk with God? We read in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. True fellowship with God is only possible through Jesus Christ, God's Son, the walk of which the Bible speaks. This means that you've discovered the road of truth. Now, there are many who have their ideas of truth. Some say, let's be broad-minded. All roads lead to heaven. You go your way and I'll go mine, and we'll arrive at the same destination. But the real truth reveals that there is only one way to heaven. The Bible says it's a narrow way. It is a straight gate, and only a few will find it. In fact, Jesus Christ speaks loud and clear above all others as he declares, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. So what does it mean to walk with God? First, it means to know God personally. This is no second-hand religion. Enoch wasn't living off his father's or his grandmother's faith. He walked with God. To walk with God means to travel in the same direction. What you have, who you are, where you are, all those matter little. What direction are you heading? Are you going God's way? That's the answer. Enoch was. To walk with God means to keep in step with him. It means to want to be near him. It means believing that the effort required to keep up with God is worth it. That's why the New Testament in Hebrews 11, chapter 5 and 6 say, Enoch was one of the great examples of faith. By faith, Enoch was taken up from this life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found, because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God, and without faith it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. God has a place where you can be your best for him. To walk with God as Enoch requires a faith that God will do what he says. The God we walk with is a God of mercy and judgment. Even in the greatest and darkest of times, it is possible to walk with God. And the God who bids us walk with him is a God of justice and, most of all, mercy. These are the words of a lovely song. I walk today where Jesus walked, in days of long ago. I wandered down each path he knew, with reverent step and slow. Those little lanes, they have not changed. A sweet peace fills the air. I walk today where Jesus walked and felt him close to me. You must be saved. You must accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Establish that personal relationship with him. Reading his word, seeking him in prayer, sharing your most personal joys and concerns. An unsaved person can't walk with God. You must accept Christ in your life to walk with him. I'm Pastor Bob Brackett with the Etna Community Church in Etna, New York, and I've been your pastor of the day.